apologize for coming a bit late this evening. Of course, we have a number of issues that sometimes cropping up on the issue of technicalities. But just like we have always said, we are Biafrans and we have overcome. And this is Radio Biafra live broadcast. My name is Uchenna Four from the studios here in London. And we are urging you to call your friends, call your family members, contact all friends of Biafra, all of us of freedom and justice from around the world. Tell them that this is Radio Biafra News Hour, where we deliberate on the issues affecting the citizens of Biafra in the contraption called Nigeria, and of course, any other place they are on this planet Earth. You can get this live broadcast from our website, which is www.radiobiafra.co or www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, or better still at www.biafratelevision.co. We can confirm effectively that you can also get this live broadcast on YouTube. Simply go to YouTube and type Biafra Television. We advise that this channel is a dedicated channel for the imminent launch of our Biafra Television, our TV online portal, where you will also be getting news regarding Biafra and the direction we are taking in this struggle. My name is Uchenna Four once more, and I am glad to say that I am joined today by the director of Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, and the eminent barrister himself, Barrister Imam Mezu. And very soon, we will be going to them to say hello to you. Of course, the interactive live broadcast is about coming on, but not yet, because we are going to read the news. But if you want to contribute to that interactive live broadcast, the interactive debate, please call +44 744 8109 411. That's +44 744 8109 411. Or simply call our Skype line. Add Radio Biafra on your Skype list, contact list, and you'll be glad you did. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast, and this platform, as always, is open to all of us of freedom and justice, all Biafrans and friends of Biafra, who fight for Biafra, who advocate for Biafra in truth and honesty. We unite around the truth, nothing more, nothing less, and we reiterate once more that we are human beings, therefore we are not perfect, but we are sincere. We tell it the way it is. This is the platform upon which the truth is laid bare. At the same time, upon this platform, we open what is hidden for the devil to run away. We have both external and internal obstacles. And because we believe in the truth, because we are looking for Biafra in truth and honesty, we have nothing to fear. Let me go to the director of Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, to say hello to you, and of course, Barrister Mezu. Director.
Wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are on this planet, once again, we welcome you to a rather belated edition of Radio Biafra News Hour. We do apologize for the slight delay. We are testing out new systems and new equipment, because as Uche rightfully pointed out, Biafra Television is imminent. We are going to be coming to you live on TV. We are not on Facebook. We're not a Facebook TV. We'll be coming to you live on your handsets, on your devices. As long as you can access YouTube, you should be able to watch us on television in the coming days and not even weeks. So we welcome you. We ask you to bear with us, and we thank you once again for your patience. We are hopeful that you've spoken to all those around you, you've spoken to your friends and to your family, to your relatives, to your cousins, your uncles, your sisters, your brothers, your aunts, anyone at all who can and should be able to listen to Radio Biafra. Hopefully, they are doing so courtesy of the work that you have been doing. We welcome you. And as always, we say good morning. We must say good afternoon. We say good evening. And we say good night to some of you, because Radio Biafra, like no other, is listened to across every time zone on this very planet called Earth. That is why in any continent that you're in any country, in any town, in any city, in any village, in any hamlet, in any family, wherever you are, you must and should receive Radio Biafra if you go to www.radiobiafra.co. We welcome you. Barrister, please.
Thank you, Uchemefo and Director Nnamdi Kanu. Today is another edition of Radio Biafra Discursive Program. As I always say, bring your pen and paper, because, of course, this is an educative forum. We learn from you, and you also learn from us. We thank those who are able to join us, and those who will be joining later. We are here for you the next couple of hours to discuss how Biafra will be restored. We are not looking for how Nigeria will be restored. Nigeria can go to hell and damage as much as we care. We are here for Biafra, and that's what we are here to discuss on a daily basis. Good evening.
Thank you, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. Uche, you will start by giving us once again the details for the contact this evening, because you are at the studio. Myself and Barrister Mamesu, we are on an assignment, but we have joined you. You will give us once again the numbers for our listeners to call should they wish to join us this very evening for this very exciting edition of Radio Biafra News Hour, please.
Thank you very much, Director. Yes, if you want to contribute to this interactive debate, the number to call is +447448109411. That's +447448109411. Of course, you can as well call our Skype line. Simply add on your contact list Radio Biafra, and you will be in contact with us. As usual, there is nothing hidden on this radio station. There is nothing we cannot discuss, as long as it concerns the effort to restore Biafra. Once again, welcome back. I'll go back to Director to read the news, the headline. Director?
Thank you very much, Uche. Thank you very much for that. On this day, the 6th of November, in the year of our Lord 2013, we are presenting to the world this evening that the clamor, those wishing, those praying that the zoological republic shall remain one, are failing. That is why they continue to talk about it every day, because of the work that this radio station is doing and because of the resilience of Biafrans all over the world. We are reporting that Nigeria won't break up. This is according to Yedepo. Yedepo is one of the jet-owning pastors you have in the Zoological Republic. We shall be dissecting the implications of what this man is saying. We'll be looking at him as a person and also the likes of him. He is telling us that Nigeria will not break up. Oyedepo, he is praying to God. We want to ask him the type of God he's praying to, and the one we have been praying to, which one is greater. He is telling us, this Yoruba man is saying that Nigeria will not break up. President Jonathan, there will be no compensation for Boko Haram victims. Evil upon evil. No compensation, but Boko Haram is due an amnesty. We are also reporting that pressure is mounting on Lagos State Government to prosecute Peter Obi for money laundering. Peter Obi has been implicated in stealing and moving large amounts of money. There is now pressure on Lagos State Government to prosecute him. Nigerians not safe in India. The federal government tells the Indian people the chase, the driving us all over the place like cattle, is continuing, especially in India, where they have copied other nations chasing Nigerians, especially Biafran people. It is happening in India. Our people are being hunted down and killed in India. We'll be warning the Indian people that they have Indians where we come from. Anything that happens to our people, there'll be reprisal where we come from. They must know that. We are also reporting today that the Confab group is asking Yoruba to use Obasanjo as a rallying point. This is more or less gossip, but we shall present it. We don't encourage gossip on Radio Biafra. A group asking Yoruba people to use Obasanjo as a rallying point is tantamount to gossip. It is not newsworthy. Nigeria won't withdraw from ICC. That is according to President Jonathan, as other African heads of state, men who are corrupt, men who are steeped in evil, connived in Addis Ababa, a few days ago, to withdraw cooperation from the ICC. We are going on again to report that Buhari and Tinubu invite Amaechi to join APC. The same thing that happened in the past is happening again. They are using Amaechi of Rivers State as an arrowhead into Biafra land. Gowon has been to see him today. They are pleading with him that Buhari and Tinubu, these two arch-Islamists, Islamic fundamentalists in APC, they are asking Amaechi to join them. We will also be looking at those implications. Those are the news we are presenting. And also, by way of talking point, today we will begin to look at the day, the year that the zoo was created. Because there is information floating about that Nigeria actually was created in 1956, not in 1914. Between 1914 and 1956, Nigeria was a colony of Britain. Although the name was Nigeria, it was only a colony. The federal government, the federal structure you are seeing today, was instituted in 1956. So Nigeria is even younger than we have thought. And the sooner we put it to bed, the sooner it suffers from this infanticide, isn't it? The death of something new, the better for us. And we are here to bring Nigeria to an end, to kill off that zoological republic. Today, we are going to make it very clear to people, anybody answering to one Nigeria, today we are going to reveal their God to them. Our own God is Tukwu Abiyama. Today, we tell the world who indeed created the zoo itself. And now the news in detail. Oh, Barry said you want to read the news in detail? No, me? Okay, I shall proceed. The Chancellor of Covenant University, he is no longer a reverend and overseer. He's now a chancellor. He's a chancellor, he's an overseer, he's a pastor, he's a doctor, and he owns jets to spread the word of God. We will ask him today what Jesus Christ was traveling with when he was walking this earth preaching the gospel. This very criminal, now going by the name the Chancellor of Covenant University, I feel sorry for anybody that goes to Winners Chapel. They must be so foolish. So foolish, I feel sorry for them. The Chancellor of Covenant University, Bishop David Oyedepo, has called on Nigerians to join in the task of building a united country, predicting that the country will not break up. Oyedepo said this in Uyo on Monday night during a courtesy visit to the Akwa Ibom State Governor, Mr. Godswill Akpabio. He said, "I think Nigeria is advanced enough to be able to put things together to help the masses see hope in their future and see opportunities in this nation. Once again, we are all Nigerians. This is our nation. We have no other nation. Let's help to build and not to be part of those who want to break it. We will build this nation and it shall not break. A lot of us have opportunity to be outside this country forever, but because of our parents," he's talking about us, you know that. "Yorubas are attacking Radio Biafra, even Winners Chapel. We shall destroy them. We will destroy these people. I do apologize for deviating from the news, but they are finished. We will tell them that Tukwu Abiyama is greater than the devilish God that they are worshipping, these people. He's talking about us that we are abroad. We know them, and we'll come after them. A lot of us have opportunity to be outside this country forever, but because..." But because we do apologize to our people, this is Igbo language. "But because of our parents and relations, we can't go anywhere. God forbid there is any war in this country. There are some that don't know anywhere." I don't know what that means in English. "There are some that don't know anywhere. They don't have understanding of how to get anywhere, and yet they are citizens of our nation. I am not your citizen, Mr. Yerebo. I am a Biafran." He's talking about Radio Biafra. They are finished, all of them, one after the other. "We are reporting today that President Goodluck Jonathan has declared yesterday that the federal government will not pay compensation to victims of Boko Haram atrocities." I don't think there's any need to go into greater detail. We may be able to go into it once we dissect it. "There will be no compensation for Igbo people killed in the north, but Boko Haram will get 3 million each and 300,000 every month for 3 years for killing Igbo people." That is the country that they want, that Oyedepo is now telling us we have to stay and build. He's talking about us that we are abroad. I will tell this man that we are home only a few days ago, and tell him the reason why we are here in the first place, broadcasting. We are also reporting that a coalition of civil groups in the country is mounting pressure on the Lagos state government to initiate an investigation into the 255 million naira intercepted by the police on Sunday, May the 31st, 2009, in the office of the Next International, the private firm of Anambra State Governor Peter Obi, located at number 7 Aerodrome Road, Apapa, in Lagos. In a statement in Abuja, the non-governmental organizations which come under the umbrella of Transparency in Government Coalition advised Lagos State to investigate the interception of this huge sum with a view to prosecuting the governor from next March when he leaves office if he is found culpable. The group disclosed that it wants the outgoing governor investigated so as to stop the terrible practice of governors stealing their states blind and investing their loot in places other than their own, consequently underdeveloping their states, accusing Mr. Obi of having just completed building the largest shopping mall in Abuja worth over $3 billion. It is 15 billion. I don't know where they got this news from. It is 15 billion and not 3 billion. We know. And do you know the name on the mall in Abuja? It's called Next. You know how, see how daft they are? His company is Next. They used to siphon money of Anambra. He went and built a shopping mall and he named it Next as well. How foolish are these people? Nigeria told India yesterday that it fears for the safety of its nationals in the resort state of Goa after one of its citizens was slain and a local legislator compared Nigerians to cancer. Indians are saying that Nigeria is cancer. Unbelievable. Tensions have been rising in the tiny palm fringe state since a Nigerian man was stabbed to death last week in a murder that police blamed on rivalry between local and Nigerian drug traffickers. Nigeria's High Commission called the death a cold-blooded killing. Local media reports said that the Nigerian was hacked to death by a group of Goan drug traffickers. These are Indian people, while 5 other Nigerians suffered stab wounds. Yoruba people have been urged to use former President Olusegun Obasanjo as a rallying point to aggregate their views during the national conference proposed by President Goodluck Jonathan. A group within the Ekiti State chapter of the People's Democratic Party, the Ekiti PDP Reformers Forum, also cautioned fifth columnist against causing rift and disaffection between Obasanjo and Jonathan, saying the fifth columnist will fail woefully as national interests would eventually prevail over primordial views. President Goodluck Jonathan yesterday assured the president of the International Criminal Court, ICC, Mr. Sang Hung Song, that Nigeria was not considering withdrawing from the jurisdiction of the court. Speaking at an audience with the ICC president at the State House, Jonathan, however, said, while Nigeria still maintained its endorsement and commitment to the guiding principles and objectives of the court, the country wanted urgent action to address the current concerns of African leaders over its operations. The president told Song that Nigeria and the African Union would work with the United Nations, UN, and the Assembly of ICC state parties to achieve a review of sanctions of the ICC's Rome Statutes, including those that deny the deferment of cases against sitting heads of state and government with definite tenures. A former head of state, Major General Buhari, and ex-Lagos State Governor Bola Tinubu on Tuesday renewed their calls on Rivers State Governor Mr. Rotimi Amaechi to join the All Progressives Congress. Buhari and Tinubu, who led a team of top APC officials to Port Harcourt for a rally, described Amaechi as an asset to Rivers people and Nigeria. They spoke before the governor alleged that the desperation of the People's Democratic Party had made it to hire the state police commissioner, Mr. Joseph Mbo, to lead its military wing in the state. Buhari has said that the leadership of APC was in the state to seek the understanding and support of people through Amaechi, and we shall be going on to bring in detail as part of our talking point and analysis the history of the zoo called Nigeria, how the French and the English people, is quite laughable to be honest, how they sat down and decided who should be in which country. These are the people that created the zoo. These are the gods. When you see a British man, if you're a Nigerian, when you see a British child going to nursery school, When you see a British woman, please kneel down in front of them and bow and kiss their feet, because you are looking at your creator. You are looking at your God. If you answer to a Nigerian, your God is in this country. Every British person you see is your God, is your maker, is your creator. Because without them, your name will not exist. We'll be going into that in detail. We'll be telling people how the whole nonsense, the whole charade, the entire zoological republic was built up in the first place. That is the news we are presenting and our talking point later on this evening. Please, Uche, you may take over.
Yes, thank you for that news and the headlines, of course. Yeah, I want to make an observation here. The aspect I'm very much concerned about is the Boko Haram victims, of course, who are actually Biafrans, and mostly Igbos in particular. We have been telling our people that they do not have any protection in Nigeria. This has not started today. This has been an entrenched and tacit policy of Nigerian government. Any government that comes, they carry on that policy. It's always a carryover to continue to meet out untold hardship and mayhem on the intelligence of our people. Our collective existence is under attack, has been ever since Nigeria came into existence. Every government tries to demonstrate one thing or the other to show that the Igbos and, of course, other Biafrans are third-class citizens in the country, irrespective of our population. They keep on inflicting maximum damage, maximum injury to our collective psychological and physical existence. Today, the president of Nigeria under Goodluck Jonathan has confirmed that there will be no compensation for the victims of Boko Haram, who are mostly Biafrans, but they are compensating Boko Haram, those who are killing us. In essence, if you want to be popular, if you want to be rich, please go and hack down a Biafran. Hack down an Igbo man in his shop, in his residence in northern part of Nigeria, and you'll be hailed. You will be called a hero because you'll be compensated. That is what is going on. The humiliation continues, and it is unabated. And this is just the beginning, because it's not going to stop. For those who call themselves Igbos of Northern Nigeria, this is happening in front of you and nobody is telling you. You are seeing it. For those who continue to hope in Nigeria, the one Nigerianness, you are nobody. You are a non-entity in Nigeria. Your House of Rep members, your senators, your governors are not for you. More still, what is happening in Anambra State is an eye-opener. The APC, the Boko Haram Party, are extending their tentacles in every part of the southeast to make sure that they overrun the Igbo land. From Imo State, it is Governor Richard Okorocha who is holding forth for them, and Senator Chris Mwabezengige is about, if care is not taken, taking over the reins of power in Anambra State, giving the Boko Haram, the headsmen, those who are killing us, the barbarians from northern part of Nigeria, from Futajelo Mountain, unrestricted access to Anambra State Government House. And in Amanse, where you have one of the biggest cattle markets, you have these herdsmen with guns, with AK-47 roaming about. In Ebonyi State, they have overrun that place. And what does that tell you? It is very easy for them to overrun. When the time comes, they are going to Islamize everybody. they are going to take over what belongs to us. And that is why they are confident saying that Nigeria cannot break up, because they own Nigeria. Senator Chris Nwabezengige was a good man, I must say, from my own perspective, but he is now on a wrong platform. In a bid, desperate bid for him to garner support from the North, he came out openly and shamelessly so, defending the action of Governor Fashola of Lagos State for humiliating and deporting Igbos in a country they call their own. He defended that tenaciously for over a week, and the controversy that generated continued. And he is now coming to ask for your vote in Anambra State to continue the humiliation. It is only those who are insane, those who are morally bankrupt, that will be on campaign trail of former governor of Anambra State, Senator Chris Ngige. It is a collective insult on our psyche, on our collective existence, that atrocities upon atrocities, crime upon crime, abomination upon abomination will be happening, and we celebrate mediocrity. We celebrate evil. That is what we are doing. That is the area of my concern at the moment. And what do we do? Do we keep mum? Do we just continue praying to God to come down from heaven? I can say that God himself is even angry with us, because the volume of prayers, the volume of fasting, the volume of vigil we are doing in order to attract God, for God to come down from heaven, is even annoying God himself, because God has given us every enablement as human beings, as a people, to move and do something in practical terms and stop lazying about. We are doomed. We remain one of the most endangered species of human beings on the planet Earth. I will go back to Barrister Mezu to see what he has, what perspective he will bring on this news. This is the area I'm more particular about. Every other one to me is secondary. Barrister Mezu, are you there?
Yes, Uche Mefo, thank you for taking us round the tour of today's evening discussive program. The one I'm more particularly about is this Oyedepo's version of how the zoo should be and how the zoo should be united. My question is this, and it upsets me most of the time. Why is it that whenever the Yorubas or the Hausas are looking for compromise, they always come to Biafran land? If they are not in Calabar, they are in Akwa Ibom, or they are in Imo State or Anambra State. Why is it that they don't carry their preachings to the Yoruba land? Talk to their people. It's because our people are so gullible. Our people are so easy to be maneuvered. We are very tractile. Our people can easily be moved up and down. These are the reasons why every Yoruba man, Yoruba woman, whenever they are carrying out their program, their preachings, or whatever they want to deliver, they come to the East. The same old story. The Igbos love money. When they say Igbos, Igbos include Calabar, include Akwa Ibom. It includes Delta and any other people from the East. When they say Igbo, they don't mean Igbo, particularly the Igbos. Igbo encompasses everything that is in the East and beyond. Our APC are giving up their own program. They are going to River State. Why can't they carry it to the Northern State or carry it to the Yoruba land? Anytime they have a program, they bring it to us. Yet they say we are nobody. Why do they still come to our land to do their preaching, to carry on with any program they want to deliver? Are they not ashamed of themselves? Oyedepo is preaching of unity so that they will carry on contributing to all the jets he's amassing. He has how many aircrafts? A pastor. And he's telling you He will pray all of you should come and pray for Nigeria, because his brother is battered in Igbo land. In Biafra land, this is where they get their food. The Hausas have bought all the oil wells in our place. The Yorubas have conquered all the Holy Spirits and the whatever it is in the East.
Holy Ghost.
All the Holy Ghost and holy priests. The Yorubas are into preaching and conquering spirits and souls. Donation every Sunday. And the Hausas are busy buying all the oil wells. Dangote is there buying the whole cement. What are the Igbo doing? Give them few amounts of money. They are happy with it. As far as them and their family are okay. Do you ask about other families, what they are doing? Uche Mefo, if we don't go this time and fight for Biafra, let all of us die. We cannot be alive doing nothing while you're victimized and become a slave. The Igbos of all people, the great power of humankind, God creation, there's nothing you cannot find in the East. Is it brain? Is it resources? Is it education? What is it that you cannot find in Igbo land, in Biafra land? But those, the greedy thieves associated with us, came to our land to take whatever the feed they can take. And our stupid people join them. Join them to get whatever they can take and share with their families. This time, it's not going to happen. APC, PCP, PDP, not anymore.